Before talking about why the number has fallen, you need to hear some of the one-line descriptions of these deaths, just to know how sad they were. A construction worker operating a winch was struck in the head when the winch malfunctioned. A utility lineman was removing a wire when he was knocked under the rear of a reversing truck. A tree service worker was hit by a falling piece of a tree that was cut by another worker. There's no pattern to the workplace deaths. Two workers died from bee stings. The list also includes the prison guard who was strangled in Monroe. If you add up all of these, there were far fewer than the year before. The number dropped from 89 deaths to 51.
We found it was the lowest number in our recorded history. We looked back over decades of data.
Elaine Fisher of the Department of Labor and Industries says years ago there were a lot more deaths in logging and manufacturing and construction, but nobody knows what caused last year's big drop in deaths. No police officers died in 2011. There were no major industrial accidents. Construction employment is down. Those all helped. The biggest drop came in farming and forestry.
So what happened in agriculture?
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
The number of people working on farms didn't change much. Elle and I did launch a tractor safety effort. Maybe 2011 was just a lucky year for most of us. Over the past decade, the number of deaths has been fluctuating. It's just never fallen this low before. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.